I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Militants are threatening to blow up Christian properties in northern Egypt's border areas if they don't leave. Church leaders think it's connected to the uproar over the anti-Islamic film. The situation highlights the question for many believers, stay or flee. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says their team has decided to stay, whatever happens.
How can we minister to the people that God has called us to? And that takes a great amount of wisdom and courage. And so that becomes a real focus for the prayers of God's people.
Will you pray with them? Next, in 2004, one of the deadliest tsunamis in recent history devastated the southeast coast of India and killed over 8,000 people. India Partners' Donna Glass says survivors continue to struggle.
Life is still really hard. Government money only went so far.
Medical vans help by bringing doctors, medicines, and other supplies to remote villages. India Partners needs your help to keep this ministry going. $285 can finance the care of an entire village.
That's a big thing. And I understand that. And not everybody can do that.
And are you ready for Urbana? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is taking the Urbana Experience on tour this year, visiting 12 campuses from Boston to San Diego. Urbana on Campus will introduce the themes of Urbana 12, InterVarsity's 23rd Student Missions Conference. Students will also hear from speakers like Urbana Director Tom Lynn and guest missionaries. We'll be talking to Tom later this week, so stay tuned for that interview. See if their next stop is on your campus. Schedule's posted at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat 7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes via satellite television. You can get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat 7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.